Well, welcome back, listeners, to Faith in Action here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, 88.1 FM. And this morning we have as our guest our host, Joanne Fox, from beautiful Arizona. And as you know, I'm Lisa Niebuhr, and I am honored today to be talking to Joanne about her hobbies and how she has turned one of her hobbies and passions into an upcoming event here at Siouxland Catholic Radio. And Joanne, in our past segment, you were talking about your love of theater. And a quick question many of your listeners want to know is, are you involved in theater down in sunny Arizona?
Well, that's a great question. Right now I am not, other than being a patron and sitting in a seat and applauding and going, woo, woo. So I'm not involved. That doesn't preclude that I might not be involved sometime in the future. You know, it's a challenge trying to do something like that, because as listeners or even people who might follow me on Facebook might be aware that my husband Dean had a stroke, and in July of this year will be 4 years since that stroke. So he has no use of his left side, so I am his full-time caregiver. And we go to therapy twice a week, you know, to continue to build up strength and, you know, in hopes that maybe someday that brain will send a signal to his arm and his leg, and that, you know, maybe we will get some more use out of it. But in the meantime, being a caregiver like that takes up a goodly amount of my time. And so getting involved in something like theater is time-consuming. Anybody will tell you that. So that's why I've kind of set it to one side to be more of the person who puts her butt in the seat and watches rather than being up on stage and, you know, taking on a character or doing something else like that.
But Miss Joanne, I have never known you to be a lady to sit and quietly and idly watch time go by. And I understand that even though you are caregiving, you are working on an incredible project in Arizona to bring your love of the arts to life here in Siouxland. And so we would love to know about this first ever arts festival coming to Siouxland Catholic Radio April 19th through the 23rd. Miss Joanne, what was your inspiration for this arts festival besides your love of theater and the arts?
I got to tell you, Lisa, a lot of it had to do with the last pledge drive where we, as Siouxland Catholic Radio, hosted the Eucharistic Miracles. And that was kind of a, hey, you know what? We have a lovely facility at Siouxland Catholic Radio in the former offices of St. Boniface Catholic Church there on the near west side of Sioux City. And how do we get people to come in and look around at the beautiful offices and go like we do when we're in there, wow, this is really cool. And so we were made aware of the Eucharistic Miracles, which were pretty good-sized panels from our sister station in Omaha. And they would rent them or loan them out to organizations that wanted to display them. And kind of a consensual board decision was, maybe we should get those up here. We'll put them up in the lower level of St. Boniface Church and encourage people during our pledge drive to come in, walk around, and, you know, see us, meet the staff, have the opportunity for Eucharistic adoration in the chapel that we have, and then walk around in the lower level of St. Boniface and experience these Eucharistic miracles on these huge panels, banners, not quite sure of the exact word, but they were taller than me, and I'm, on a good day, 5 feet tall. And so we got those in, and the response of the people who came through and looked at them was astonishing. I mean, it really spoke to people wanting to somehow become more involved in their faith and have that ability to interact with the station. And I walked around and looked at them, and I was blown away, and I learned so much. So then the question became, after the pledge drive, was what might be another way to do something to get people in? And I'm not sure, again, through all the brainstorming and talking out loud, but somehow we came up with this idea of an art festival, because, again, we could use the lower level of the church to display art. Well, then the question became, well, what kind of art festival? And, of course, all of us love our kids, you know. Children are just the hope and prayers we have for the future. And I know there was many budding artists out there. And I thought, well, what if we kind of steal or parallel what the Sioux City Art Center does with their juried art competition? And theirs is much more specific than ours will be. And so we started to brainstorm, because none of us had ever done an art festival, an art contest like this. So my good buddy, Jeff Baldus, out at Briarcliff University, who is chair of the art department, sent me some ideas about this is what you want to think about. And then my other good buddy, Amy Thompson, who is the founder of Art Sioux, or Art Sucks, depending on how you pronounce it, in downtown Sioux City, also came off the bench and said, you need to think about this, that, and other thing. And then a new good buddy down at the Sioux City Arts Center reached out to me when I emailed Deb Marcosi about questions. And she kind of turned me on to another individual down there, and he was phenomenal. And so between the board members and the staff, we came up with the parameters for the art festival, which is open to any child in grades kindergarten through 12th grade. And the child can be in a Catholic school, the child can be homeschooled, the child can be in a religious education program. I think the only parameter we have is that the child or the family needs to be registered in a parish. So that leaves it wide open to so many young kids. And then, Lisa, you did a great job in reaching out to art teachers, because, again, we were getting kind of the parameters of how this was going to play out. But maybe tell the listeners a little bit about the response of the art teachers when you just ran it up the flagpole by them.
Miss Joanne, I have to tell you, they were so excited. For our listeners who participate and right now are enjoying the incredible art at the Sioux City Art Center's Juried Youth Art Exhibit, you know that those arts are for students in a particular grade. And the students who are putting together their art for the Area Education Agency's Harvest Magazine, that's a mix of poetry and prose and prose and art. There is not an opportunity, and I can speak from this as a band director's wife, that band and choir people get to sing and do a lot of beautiful religious pieces. There is no opportunity other than our arts festival for students to showcase their love and their knowledge of their faith. And so the art teachers were ecstatic, and you're right. Students in grades 1 through 12, and Joanne and the board and staff will tell you, we expanded it beyond our listening area to students in the Diocese of Sioux City, the kids in Union County, South Dakota, all the counties in Northeast Nebraska, and it has been exciting. And I've heard from people in Calhoun County, religious ed directors in Sioux City, a gentleman I spoke to from St. Agnes Parish who was excited. And so, Joanne, kudos to Siouxland Catholic Radio and to our many collaborators, including some art teachers, to bring this opportunity to fruition. And I must also say, Miss Joanne, one of our young leaders here in town, who was at one time, her artwork was on display at the Art Center, now works as a principal architect for a firm here in Sioux City, and she is working on some church designs. And so if you're a youngster who loves the art and loves your faith, what a wonderful opportunity for you to marry those two and to possibly see where God's going to call you in regards to a career.
Yeah, and I think you made a terrific point, Lisa, about the ability of other artists, such as singers or, you know, people involved in drama, even, you know, individuals in band, like you mentioned, or sports. The clue is when you do these things, you want other people to appreciate what you're doing. And so this is an opportunity for young people in the all those grades, the 13 grades literally, to showcase what they can do. And listeners, it is a juried festival. So it will there will be judging. There will be first, second, and third places in each of the grades. And there will be modest awards given. And it's just a wonderful win-win. And then everything will be on display in the lower level of St. Boniface. So during the pledge drive, which is, you know, in April, we're talking April, let's see, is it 19 to 23, Lisa?
I was going to say, yeah. Miss Joanne, we would love folks to come in April 19th through the 23rd, Tuesday through Thursday from 8 to 5. Friday from 8 to 3, and then again on Saturday, like Joanne said, when we had the Eucharistic Miracles of the World exhibit, it ran Saturday from 3 to 6, so we are going to run the art festival from 3 to 6 p.m. And Miss Joanne, we need to take a break to say thanks to our many sponsors, and then we'd love to come back and talk more about the art festival, what those criteria are, and the process for submitting your art. Here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.